Hello, my fellow fermentarians. I would like to welcome you here to the Ferment Nation, one of many fireside chats with your Presidente,
El Presidente.
Greetings, citizens, and welcome to the first podcast of the Ferment Nation, coming to you from an undisclosed location in the Vice Presidential Suites. And that music you just heard was Kickin' Chickens, They're Friends of the Ferment Nation, one of my favorite songs by them, a song called Wrecking Ball. Vice Presidente, what is on the agenda for this evening?
On the agenda for this podcast, you are going to share a sneak peek preview of 3 of the 11, yes, 11 pumpkin beers you review, available on fermentnation.com. We're going to speak with a very special Ferment Nation correspondent. We're also going to listen to some music from the mean streets of Riverside, New Jersey, courtesy of Kickin' Chickens. And we're also going to preview two new pieces of Ferment Nation gear created exclusively for this Halloween season.
The first beer under review is the Shipyard Pumpkinhead Ale. The lightest of all the pumpkin beers I've tried thus far. Actually pretty darn refreshing. This brew tastes the most like pumpkin pie smells, though it could definitely do with some more body. The spices are well balanced, and it's extremely drinkable, but not very hearty. That being said, Shipyard Pumpkinhead is easy to drink out of the bottle and has a very snazzy label, making it perfect for a Halloween party or to take to a tailgater. Maybe some beer drinkers who don't normally experiment with these weird beers may give this a try and broaden their horizons. So happy Halloween and spread the joy.
What kind of scores will you be giving this beer?
Look for high accessibility scores, but not a whole lot of style. But in order to check out our full scoring, please enjoy the blog at fermentnation.com or fermentnation.blogspot.com.
Well, Presidente, we are now going to our special Halloween correspondent here in the studios, The Count.
Good evening, El Presidente, and also citizens of the Ferment Nation. I'm here reporting on the many pumpkin ales available today to quench your thirst. There are so many available, I don't know which way to go.
Count, why would you think that the pumpkin is so popular? I mean, why not other fruits or vegetables or gourds?
Well, El Presidente, the pumpkin is just so juicy and delicious and fleshy.
Well, thank you, Count, for that insight.
El Presidente, if I may, just one more thing about the pumpkin.
Yes, Count, go ahead.
With the global shortage of hops causing prices to rise, and luxury taxes being the way they are, these tough economic times seem likely to dissuade the average beer drinker from indulging in a finely crafted beverage like these pumpkin brews. But the pumpkin has so long been considered ceremonial, in fact, nothing short of sacred in this country, that the citizens of the Ferment Nation will reach out every autumn to embrace our friend, the pumpkin.
Thank you. Thank you, Count. And thank you once again to our special Halloween correspondent, The Count. And now on to our next beer review. Right now we'll be discussing Buffalo Bill's Original Pumpkin Ale. This is a really special pumpkin brew. It's medium-bodied ale, on the lighter side of medium, with a little pumpkin flavor, and a little spicy flavor, and a little beer flavor. And it tastes pretty much exactly like a pumpkin ale should taste. Normally my taste leans toward a bigger beer, with more body, more style, more sexiness. But Buffalo Bill's gives just enough. It's really smooth and drinkable despite a telltale pumpkin flavor. It's not overdone at all. I would expect pretty high scores all the way around. Citizens, thank you again for listening so far. On the other side of this music clip, we'll have another beer review and discuss our merchandise, especially created for the Halloween season. But for right now, please listen to another track from Kickin' Chickens. This is a sample from their single called War, Famine, or Plague. Citizens, we are back with a final review for this initial Ferment Nation podcast. I simply must say a few words about the Southern Tier Imperial Pumpkin. This is what one might call a holy crap kind of beverage. Have you ever gone to a Halloween party and seen some great costumes? But there's one person who goes the extra mile. I went to a Halloween showing of Evil Dead 2 with the Exhumed Films crew, and there was a guy there dressed as Ash. He had a real working gas-powered chainsaw on his arm. His wounds were so authentic, I think he may have actually whipped himself with real demon branches. This is the kind of beer the Pumpkin is. It's bold, it's daring, and it's over the top. It celebrates the spirit of Halloween quite well, I believe. But for complete reviews and scores, remember to visit fermentnation.com.
Now we have our merchandise report. This fall, ride the highways with pride with our Ferment Nation trucker hat, only $14.99. And this Halloween season, we have two new shirt designs available for our citizens. The Tombstone Tee is a white gravestone design on a black tee, reminding us that the party never ends. We also have an I Heart Good Beer shirt, but this one has a twist. Go to fermentnation.com or go directly to cafepress.com/fermentshop.
And thank you again, citizens, for helping us prepare for the Halloween holiday. Be sure to check out the Ultimate Pumpkin Showdown at fermentnation.com. Special thanks go out to Barkwell Photography. Your dog, your yard, your memories. Thanks also to Kickin' Chickens. For poultry with a side of metal, go to myspace.com/kickinchickens, and that's spelled C-H-I-C-K-I-N-S. Thanks, everybody, and happy Halloween. Now, go scare the bejesus out of those evil brewers. Taking everybody out this evening is another selection from Kickin' Chickens. This one's called Bonesaw!